This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, Nation. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Calvin Watkins, Morning News, is set to join us. Talk some Cowboys. Segments brought to you by the Frankels as well. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one is hurt in an accident due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankaffirm.com. And a good afternoon, Calvin. How you doing?
What's going on? I'll make sure everybody's good down there. Everybody good?
Yes, it's been an eventful day. It was exciting. What do you think of Jerry's reaction to Sean and RJ's questions?
I've been around this thing a little bit. I've heard him go off on some hosts before in the past, and he's going off at reporters. He's got a right to be upset. I think because he talks so much to us, that and which is a good thing, that him being mad, I think that's fine. I think he'll joke around with the boys the next time he talks to them again, and he'll joke around with the crew on Friday, and it'll be forgotten about. I always remember that if every owner in the league talked as much as Jerry, they would also be pissed off. Cause I remember John Mara. You talk to the beat guys in New York, they've seen John Mara yell and scream because he walks in between the suites in New York. And Irsay has said some crazy things on the radio, too, in Indianapolis. So you get these owners talking as much as Jerry, you're going to strike gold every once in a while.
What do you think is at the root of his frustration right now with his football team?
That he put together a bad football team, and you guys are calling him out on it. And I think that's the issue. He's 3-3. He's gotten his butt kicked at home. He lost on his birthday. The Lions put it to him. They ran a tackle-eligible play 9 times. They did a hook and ladder. They just, beat them up really good. So he's got a right to be upset. You know, one of the things that I took from that interview this morning was that he mentioned a couple of times that, Dak Prescott's the highest-paid quarterback in the National Football League.
Yeah.
And he's like, I need you to elevate this team, kind of like Pat Mahomes, right? But not everybody is a Pat Mahomes, even though they get the money. And I think that's also frustrating to him. And I think he was in a bad spot. He was stuck with having to pay Dak Prescott. He was stuck with having to pay CeeDee Lamb. And here you go. They're not coming through for him.
How did the birthday plans change, do you know, after that game?
No, I'm sure he had a good birthday. I don't think that changed. I'm sure they had 2 cocktails.
None of that changed.
Everybody was having a good time. I don't think that changed. No.
Were you surprised?
Take care of your birthday.
Were you surprised that that Guyton didn't play? Like, how much of a surprise was that to you? And are you buying the fact that he was still too banged up?
I think he's a little nicked up. But as Bobby Bell pointed out, there wasn't a game designation on Guyton.
Yeah.
And then yesterday I asked McCarthy, hey, did something happen on Saturday at the walkthrough? And he was like, he's all banged up all week. But I think he's nicked up, but also he's not practicing well. And because of that, that worries the Cowboys. So, and I think McCarthy is trying to find the five best offensive linemen on his team, and Tyler Guyton might not be in that group.
Calvin, coming out of the bye, if you could predict one change that we might see going into San Francisco, what would that be?
I might rent a car in Atlanta. So I was thinking about renting a car when I go to Atlanta. So that might come out of that 49er game. But I don't think anything's going to change. I don't. I think they're going to lose to the 49ers. I'm not going to pick them against Atlanta. They're kind of stuck, Brian. And Jerry said it this morning. There's nothing they could do. You know, there's nobody on the market that they could grab to fix it, right? You could say, well, they could trade for a receiver. Well, they're not going to trade for a receiver, right? Someone, I think Clarence had tweeted about, they should trade for Mike Williams. And I said, why? He got like 10 catches.
Yeah.
You know, that's what the Jalen Brooks and Turpa got that, right?
Right.
So the only thing they could do is call the Jets, call Drew Rosenhaus and say, look, give us Hassan Reddick. We're going to pay his money the rest of this year. We're not going to extend him, but we're more stable than the Jets. So come on down. That's the only thing they can really do. Calvin, I don't think there's nothing they can do.
Yeah. Can I interest you in Brian Schottenheimer calling plays?
I thought about that as well. But if Brian Schottenheimer's calling plays, then you're going to have a new head coach next year.
Mm. Yeah.
So Mike McCarthy's not giving that up. The only way I could see him giving that up is
could it save his job? Could it save his job?
No.
No. Okay.
No. Okay. The only way I see that happening is if you get beat up bad in San Fran and Atlanta, and then here comes Philly, here comes Kellen Moore, right? And then you got to make the change. So, but if you're making that change, Mike McCarthy is, his girls are transferring to a different school district in another state.
Calvin Watkins with us here in the G-Bag Nation 105.3 The Fan. Was yesterday the longest you've ever waited for a coach's press conference?
Yes, sir. It has. I was trying to think of all the years I've waited for things. I waited an hour at a boxing post for Lennox Lewis to come out after he won a fight in L.A. That might have been 45 minutes to an hour. But in terms of the team sports, probably yes. Yeah, but they said McCarthy had team meetings and those ran kind of long. So they said, oh, okay, we got to do something else. So they pushed us back and they pushed us back. So it was a long time, but I got some coffee. We got through it.
Calvin, is there any other opinion, though, that might have?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
They had to eat something different. I kind of believe that maybe that Jerry and Steven watched film with him, you know, and it went a little late.
That's a good theory. Because some of the things Jerry said today with the guys this morning was interesting about he saw some things. They showed him some things. They were probably showing him, hey, this is Terrence Steele getting pushed back. Here's Zach Martin getting pushed back. Here's why Mozzie's not playing well. You know, here's why Diggs is not, he needs to tackle. He needs to put his head in there, you know. And, you know, he's not, McCarthy had this thing, we're punching for the ball. No, you're not punching for the ball, okay? I know a punch. The only thing I know is how to throw a punch, right? They're not punching for the ball. Trayvon Diggs, you're not tackling, you know. So I think they showed him a lot of things. I mean, when I said it, they showed Jerry and Steven a lot of things. I agree with you, Brian. They probably showed them, here's why we stink right now.
Yeah.
They're showing it to him, you know, and they're saying, we can fix it. The coaches are telling them, we can fix it. The bye week's showing us how to fix it. And it's interesting, McCarthy said, I gave the players questions to answer, you know, during the bye week and those kinds of things, right? And so I think he wants the players to take ownership in this. So we'll see what it looks like next week in the West Coast.
It's Calvin Watkins here for the Morning News with us talking Cowboys here on The Fan. How much would you trust the coaching search if they do move on from McCarthy, and who do you think would be the candidates?
That's a good one. Everyone loves the columnists at the Morning News love, what's his face? What's the guy?
Ben Johnson?
Belichick?
Oh, Belichick.
Ben Johnson. I love Ben Johnson. That's a good one. They love Bill Belichick, but look, man, you need to change some personnel. You need a running back, right? You're gonna need a right guard because Zach's gonna retire.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna need a pass rusher. You know, I mean, it's cool you got Neelam, but you're gonna need another one. And Neelam's coming off an ACL, right? You know, you're gonna have to make a decision about Bland. Do you want to pay Bland? If not, you better draft your corner. You better get a safety. You know, you need some running backs, real running backs. Okay. So there's a lot of things you have to do. You're going to need another receiver, okay? Cooks is a free agent. So if Belichick comes in, he's looking at the personnel like, we need to make some changes. Then the scheme's going to change again, offensively and defensively. I remember years ago, Jerry said he didn't mind making Tony Romo uncomfortable with the scheme change. But when McCarthy came in, they wanted to make Dak comfortable. Right? Well, it's time to make Dak Prescott uncomfortable. We're going to change the scheme, offensive scheme, and so we can get this thing going. But Mike Vrabel is an interesting name. Belichick, obviously. The OC in Houston, I don't know if Jerry will go there because he usually goes with veteran coaches, which I think is a flaw in his philosophy in hiring coaches and even coordinators. There's nothing wrong with hiring young guys that have a philosophy. Like when he hired Kellen Moore, nobody knew what Kellen Moore's offensive identity was. Even in Philly, he's in Philly right now, one of the reporters asked him, what's your identity, bro? What, are you West Coast offense? Are you timing-based offense? What are you? And he couldn't answer it. And he couldn't answer it here. So find an offensive coordinator that's got an identity from the Shanahan tree or wherever. Get, you know, that's what they have to do. And I don't know if Jerry is willing to do that with a younger coach. So Vrabel, Belichick, those will be at the top of the list. Interview Marvin Lewis again for the 10,000th time. You know, do that. Hell, bring in Herm Edwards. Interview him, you know. So he's going to hire a retread veteran coach again. And that's going to be their downfall. They're never going to move forward unless they think differently. And they don't know how to think differently.
Now, speaking of personnel, Calvin, I wonder what you know about how the Cowboys think in regards to us. You know, Jerry maybe threatening Sean Jobs this morning. I know he could if he wanted to, but do you think he would try?
I don't think Jerry would want you guys to lose their jobs. Jerry's a passionate man, and I don't think that's the case. Look, it's Mike McCarthy said it best. Conflict leads to resolution, right? So you had a little conflict on Tuesday morning. That's okay. It's all good. We've all had conflicts before. Brian Bryce has been mad at me before. It's all good. We still love each other.
Still mad at you.
Just tell him to bleep off, Calvin.
It's all good, right?
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, but I think that's what makes good radio. That's why Jerry is one of the best promoters of sports that I've ever seen. because everyone's talking about Jerry.
Yeah.
More than the Jets trade, more than the Bills-Browns trade. We got baseball playoffs going on, you know. But we're all talking about Jerry cussing you guys out on the radio this morning.
Yeah.
You know, that's great. That's greatness. That's what he does. He distracts you from the main thing, is that the team he put together isn't very good.
Do you think that that was all maybe premeditated, the genius and brilliance of Jerry, instead of just an honest, frustrated reaction?
I think it was an honest, frustrated reaction that worked to his advantage. Because we're still talking about the Cowboys.
Love it, Calvin. Thank you so much for your insights and your work on the beat. And we'll look forward to catching up with you real soon.
I hope to see you guys soon. I think you guys do a great job. And hopefully everyone will be employed by the end of the week.
Yeah. Thanks, Calvin.
Let's go. Have a good one. Calvin Watkins, Morning News here with you on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. It was crazy how much the phones lit up mid-interview after Jerry getting loose, and everybody's talking about it. It's been all the talk on ESPN and NFL Network and all the radios and internets. And Krusty's Corner's coming up next. Brian, where are you taking us?
Yeah, I've got some interesting questions for my guys. I hope you stick around for that. We'll do that next. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.